Grace, peace, and love be yours from the God who so loves this world. Amen. 10 years ago, I would not be having the privilege to stand here as your intern. Now, you might assume that's because the ELCA did not allow people like me in partnered same-sex relationships to be clergy. While this is true, that couldn't be my reason. See, I was simply too young. In 2009, on the eve of the now famous churchwide assembly, I was only 16 years old. And while I was only 16, I was also going into my junior year of high school. Yes, that's supposed to intentionally make some of you feel old. The week before the gathering in Minneapolis, I was at a Christian camp in nearby Wisconsin. And while I knew nothing about the scheduled vote or the topic at hand, some of my friends from around the state did. We chatted one evening around the fire. I remained silent, mostly listening. I felt in my soul, deep within me, that this upcoming vote would dramatically change my life. With that call to ordained ministry, which my confirmation pastor first mentioned to me only a few months prior, actually ever happen. The Deuteronomy text, which we've all heard again, tells us to obey the Lord our God by following God's commandments and decrees. Those demands often feel like demands. Those commandments often feel like commandments. We are to love God. That's pretty simple, most days. But it's a little bit harder to love one another. So much so that we often don't want to do it. People who disagree with us, we don't want to hear. People that don't look like us, we don't want to see. People who think like us, we think don't have a valid opinion. I like how the Deuteronomy author says, "Surely this commandment I'm commanding you today is not too hard for you." But isn't it? Isn't love challenging? Not only is love challenging of people that we disagree with, but love is challenging because it's always asking, what next? What now? We think about the church and how we've done it for over 2 millennia now. And we're still asking ourselves, what's next? What now? What are we predicting that God is doing in the world? What do we see that God is doing in the world that we want to be part of? The joy and the challenge of someone being called to the ministry is figuring out that. But thankfully, that's not my job. That is the job of the community that's called me. Over the last year, we have journeyed together and figured out what God is doing. You've helped me interact in the community, and together we've done amazing and wonderful things. We are told that this commandment, this love of neighbor, this love of God, and this love of the world is not too far away. It is not in heaven that we should go to some distant light year place and get it, as if that then we will understand it. Nor is it beyond the sea. I don't have to go back to the mainland to discover what God is up to. God is doing amazing and wonderful things here, through, with, and all of us, pushing us and encouraging us. So then you have to ask yourself, what is next? I've been asking myself a lot lately, what is next? And to be honest, as I preached last week with Pastor Jeff, I don't know. But you know what? I love not knowing. Maybe Justin doesn't always like not knowing. But that excitement of a congregation just like yourselves, a congregation I get called to serve, to love, to do ministry with in the world, and to embrace all of who they are. I cannot wait to love a congregation as not only I have loved you, but you have loved me. I cannot wait for my energy to be taken out into the world. I cannot wait for God to work with me and work with those group of people. I don't know what they look like. They probably won't all agree with me all the time. But I'm hopeful. I'm excited because of what you have all done here. Because what you've done in 91 by becoming an RIC congregation, because of you calling me as your intern, because of who you are and the work you do in the world. See, those commandments of loving one another are in us. They challenge us and provoke us, but they encourage us and give us life. In Colossians, Paul says, "In our prayers for you, we always thank God." This last week, when Justin and I alternate praying for each other at the end of the evening, you have made those prayers. And we give thanks for this time of experiences and our faith in Jesus Christ and the love you have for us and for all of creation. Because the hope you have, because the hope and the fruit and the desire and the dreams you all have, they grow the whole world. And you've bared fruit among yourselves from the day you heard it and truly comprehended that the grace of God is for everyone. You have love in the Spirit. I love how this text ends. It's almost the perfect sermon ending, almost. But it says, "May you be strong in all strength that comes from God's glorious power. And may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to God, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. God has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us to God's kingdom of God's beloved Son." That kingdom is yours. That kingdom is in the world's. That doesn't belong to me, and it doesn't belong to you. We are merely partaking of it. People often ask me about internship. And to summarize it up in one sentence, so I think I got a great elevator speech down, saying, it's been an affirmation of my call to ministry. My call that started long ago when Pastor Bob told me I should consider becoming a pastor. This call that comes from within me, sure, but is nothing without you. Without you calling me to this work, ministry becomes about me. With you, though, this call becomes about us in learning about what God is doing in the world and what God might do next. You have helped shaped, molded, and sculpted me into the pastor I will become. You have challenged, provoked, and encouraged me. This ministry is your ministry. For that, I cannot thank you enough. The Lutheran Church of Honolulu will always hold a special place in my heart. The LCH Ohana will never be forgotten or left behind. Where I go, I know you will provoke and encourage and challenge me too. Amen.